from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Jarrett.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
Do you know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning! A little raspy, but this is the morning shift. I am Squid Billy. Easy. All-American. National champion. Corniest dad joke guy in Atlanta radio.
I wear it proudly.
Former Atlanta Falcon, Michael P. Johnson. And she is Kelly Price from Fox 5 Atlanta.
Dude, when we had Kirk on Wednesday, it took me everything I had not to be like, thank you for bringing dad swag back. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's brought dad swag back. He talks ankle socks. He talks Kohl's. He does the, you know, the short sleeve button ups. I was like, man, so much dad swag for this guy. But I didn't. I veered, you know, we talked about everything else. I asked Kirk about his in-laws, living near his in-laws. I was like, that's a different vibe, huh? And he was like, you could tell the look on his face. He was like, yeah, man, but they're good grandparents. And like, kind of gave me the side look. Like,
yeah, you kind of set him up for failure. Jeez. I know. Imagine that, you setting people up.
He went in.
What's
on,
he going to say in that situation?
Right. There's no good answer. But he knocked it. Of course he did. He knocked it out of the park. He also talked about how salty his father-in-law was. After they played Georgia in the bowl game, Michigan State and Georgia, and Michigan State won, but Kirk was like, I threw three picks, but he wasn't very happy to come meet me, so it is what it is.
Yeah. He also got super excited about donut burgers from Parma. It was very nice
to
see.
How can you not get excited about that?
But it was just nice to see a professional athlete admit, you know, like, you know, the Tom Brady stuff's just so, it's just so old. Like, oh, I eat healthy. But yeah, who cares, dude? Like, eat a donut burger and enjoy life a little bit, right? You got millions of dollars. And Kirk does. He does that right after he goes on a shopping spree at Kohl's.
There's just two different kinds of professional athletes. There's LeBron James saying he's on a, you know, keto diet on the coast of Italy this offseason. And then there's Kirk Cousins being like, hey, man, you know, I want to go try out that Krispy Kreme burger. They don't even slice the donut in half. That's all. It's two whole donuts.
Yeah, really. That was the biggest takeaway. It's not just one. It's two. But, you know, who do you respect more? The guy who is
For sure, Kirk is
uber disciplined. Yeah. And I mean, I'm seriously, like, which athlete?
Off the field,
the uber disciplined guy who never puts one impure thing in his body. Or the dude that lives like, you know, the rest of us and then plays like the dude that never puts anything impure in his body. Yeah. Personally, I'm going with a dude like me. I'm just saying.
He's like us. He's just like us.
Relatability.
You know, Tom Brady doesn't eat strawberries.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, come on. Yeah. It's relatability.
What's wrong with strawberry? Too much sugar in them for you, Tommy?
Yeah, he's worried about the glucose. Kelly Price, like Bo said, hanging out with us. Kelly, what has your week been like? Because it's obviously been very adventurous for a lot of people in Atlanta media, but... I don't want to give too much up because I want to hit that in about 15 minutes. But how's your week been?
It's been a week, but I haven't. I have not had to drive from Flowery Branch to this studio in Midtown and back to Flowery Branch like you guys did the other day.
That's the only way we got that, Kirk. Right?
Yeah.
To doing all the grinding, but it's been a fun week, man. It's been a fun week for us, obviously. As the Falcons continue to be underway, a lot of college training camps starting. I know that the Bulldogs have been kind of back at it. We'll talk Kirby Smart at 6:40. We got Grant McCauley coming up at 8:20 to talk about the Braves, and let's get into that right now because they were back in action last night against the Miami. You know, I say Miami Marlins. It's still, because we both grew up in Florida, it still does not ring to me to say Miami Marlins all the time, and they've been Miami for like 15 years, but it's the Florida Marlins to me, and it always will be. I don't know why. I just cannot get Miami into that statement.
I remember the day that the Rockies and the Marlins debuted. I think it was like 94-3, something like that. It was, it was right around the strike. Maybe
right before the strike. I think.
Yeah,
you're right.
I think it was like 93. But it was. I like their old school jerseys, like the old Marlins. You know, when they're in Florida, those were cool. But the thing about that organization is they have two World Series. And they are the complete fire sale every year. You know, you can go down there and get something. It's really weird, but they've had some good years. I mean, I'll never forget the Jim Leland year where he was like, he tells them, he's like, you get me this list of players, I'll win a World Series. And he sat there with his legs crossed and rocking his legs. Just his legs were moving with a heater.
Yeah, smoking darts. Yeah.
And just, I mean, the dude... Unbelievable.
Kelly, I'm curious to get your, and we'll get to the game in just one second, but I'm curious to get your opinion on this because obviously I grew up with the Sunshine Network, you know what I mean, down there in Florida. And I know they have fans. I'm not saying they don't. I just can't imagine being a Miami Marlins or a Tampa Bay Rays fan and just absolutely fire something. And I'll give them credit. They both put the teams back in a good position like two or three years later, but. We didn't even know who the roster was last night.
I know. We were literally having that discussion this morning. Like, who is in this starting lineup for the Miami Marlins? But it's funny you guys say that about the Florida Marlins. That's how I feel about the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. I'm from Tampa.
Yes.
And that's what I grew up with.
I forgot about
the
that.
Devil Rays and those throwbacks. And those they're kind of bringing those back, which is fun. But
Wade Boggs.
It's a tough time for Rays fans for sure because they're selling off literally every face of the franchise, which if you follow the Rays, they did that with Evan Longoria a couple years ago. Fans weren't happy about that. And now Randy Arozarena. So, I mean, it's tough to be a fan of that franchise for sure.
Arozarena sitting in the stands was pretty epic.
God.
Yeah. Not gonna lie.
No, the Devil Rays. I never understood why they got rid of the Devil and Devil Rays. Like, this doesn't – anyways, it – ridiculous.
I'm all here for like unique mascots.
Yes.
Like
yes.
For your city and for your area. And I loved that.
The Rocket City Trash Pandas over in Huntsville. I love that one.
There's no way, shape, or form that makes sense to me. But I will give Tampa Bay credit is they did what they did. And now you'll see that like, next year they'll be that team that is sneaky good for like and battling for a wild card. And I'd say they've been to, what, two or three World Series, I think, in the last, what, maybe 20 years or whatever. So they've done a good job of – they're kind of like – they're what we made Billy Beane's Oakland A's out to be, right? Because they've been able to kind of do the Moneyball thing and at least advance past the first round or second round of the playoff. They've done a good job of that, and they haven't won the ring yet. But – it is sad for some of these organizations. That's why somebody asked me about Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh, and they said, so how long before they trade him? And I was like, I don't I don't think they will. I don't think you can trade a Paul Skeens. Like, not at this point. The prospect, right? And if he has, like, maybe
it'll be at least 6 years from now, I think. Or is it five? They have team control.
Well, let me tell you something. If Paul Skeens has a next year like he did this year, they might be like, they might be pushing some. First off, arbitration is gonna go up to Artie. I mean, you think of arbitration, he's gonna get paid in a couple years when he hits arbitration.
Yeah. So the Braves are victorious last night, 4-2, down at Truist Park, and one of the more beautiful things has been our guy Matt Olson getting off the schneid,
getting back to doing that. Is that another one for Matt Olson? You bet it is. Reservation for two at the Chop House, and it's 3-0.
Going full on Tater mode. Did it go top of the chop? Did it go top of the chop? Did y'all watch that?
I couldn't see
where it landed, but it looked like top of the chop. Oh, Dylan says it wasn't top of the chop.
Yeah, it was, but it was so effortless. He went down and got it. That's the one we've seen him hit, Kelly, like last year. He was just hitting a ton of those. I think that's his, like, fourth in six games, or I know it's his third in two games, basically. So it really feels like he's eating up. And then Riley went oppo.
Yeah. 5-6, like Dylan said. Kelly, I thought you brought up a great point. We walked in earlier. You've been on the last couple of Fridays with us, and you were like, seems like a different freaking team every time I walk in here. We don't know whether to panic or be overjoyed about
this team. It's literally been a roller coaster of emotions every Friday. But to your point, Bo, like with Matt Olson coming back on, this entire team is kind of slugging again, right? They have 3 home runs last night. They've had 21 in the last 7 games. 9 different players have hit those home runs. So that's the recipe for success that we saw last year, obviously, so maybe they're kind of trending back towards that.
Yeah. Say that number again.
Great point.
21 home runs in the past 7 games. 9 different players have hit those.
I love that.
Wow,
stat,
that is a phenomenal stat. That's unbelievable because, look, I'm going to tell you something. I am a believer in baseball conspiracy theories. I used to not be. I am now.
Yeah, it's too. Some of the truths around MLB are too convenient.
There is, you know what I mean? No doubt in my mind. And look, this. How many hard hit balls in the first half of the season, Kelly, did we see where we're like, hey, that would have went out last year, or that would have got through last year, and all of a sudden they're getting out again and they're getting through? Yeah, the juice ball is real, folks. I'm sorry. I don't know how it's put it.
Foil hats on.
They are taking every baseball and they're putting a little needle and they're putting the steroids in it, and it's juicing it up and it's going yickety.
Is that what they're putting the needle straight into the ball? Straight into the ball, he says. They're just steroids in the ball.
Yeah.
Real quick, Charlie Morton last night was absolutely dealing. Like I said, I don't know what to take from this because you read the names in their lineup, and I'm going to give him credit because that's what you should do. But, you know, Edwards, Berger, Sanchez, Bride, Stowers, Lopez, Gordon, and Wall. I mean, I get it, our old buddy Wall. But, I mean, I got to give Charlie Morton credit where credit's due, and he was rolling last night.
Yeah, but look at the other side. It's just like a face of a new pitcher. You don't know how he's going to mix stuff up, and you don't know what these guys can and can't hit. You don't know. They're out. Now, some of them you do, but you don't have any information on these guys. So you got to go out there and rely and trust your stuff to get them out, and it can be just as dangerous as facing a lineup that you know a lot about.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, seeing the pitching go off this entire season has really kept this team afloat, and you hope that the hitting now kind of catches up to that, because I know Alex Anthopoulos talked about this the other day at the trade deadline. Like, there's not a lot of moves you can make to bolster this roster in theory, because they should have already been doing this in the first place.
100% point. And even Jorge Soler, you're looking at him going, how does this guy even fit next year? All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about those Atlanta Falcons. Jimmy Lake had some interesting comments. We'll talk about what that defense will look like, and our friend Kelly, the mother of all announcements. You don't want to miss this. Coming up on the other side of the break, it's the Morning Shift Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
All right, we got to have a moment of transparency here.
Okay.
We're watching. I just put the Olympics on, and Kelly's a track and field gal. She's a big track and field fan. And I look up. And they're going through the lineup that's about to do whatever it is they're about to do. And it says Swoboda on it. And I look at Kelly and go, Kelly, where the hell is Swoboda at? And apparently,
turns out,
apparently it's just her last
right
name.
There.
Just her last
She's right there.
Yeah. Turns out that's actually not anywhere. It's actually her last name. And she's in lane three right now.
She's from Poland, apparently. Who'd have thunk it?
She's Polish.
Somewhere Abe Gordon's like, everyone knows who Eve Swoboda is. Jeez. She's only, and then gave a stat line for her.
I mean, geez, Bo. She's ranked 11th in the world. Get it together.
She's got also some serious tattoos going on.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
It's like a smorgasbord of tattoos.
Easy, Vern.
Like that?
Yeah. Actually, you know, Vern, you know, we used to do that word previous station. We would always had Vern Lundquist on, like, for Florida, Georgia, that kind of stuff, and we'd ask him to do a word. And he goes, well, what word? And because Uncle Vern was the best, and we said smorgasbord. And Georgia scores, and they, like, go for a two-point conversion, and he was like, yeah, there's a smorgasbord of options or something like that.
Yeah.
He worked it in, and it was one of those moments where you hear it on the TV, and you're like, oh, hey, oh.
Yeah, drinking game.
Yeah.
Doing the Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey!
Yeah!
Hey.
Yes! Yes!
All right, so we're going to get to Jimmy Lake's sound in a minute, and he's talking about how they're facing off Kirk Cousins, also the Raheem Morris, talking about how, you know, guys will be role players and they're really going to buy into their jobs. But for now, one of the most excited moments in the history of this show. I don't want to give it away too much. Kelly, yesterday you went on the socials and you made some news known, so the floor is yours if you just want to throw it out there really quick.
Oh, wow. I hate attention being on myself.
I didn't know how else to do it. So, I didn't know how else to do it.
Yeah. Well, also, the fact that this is an important announcement on this show is that's a lot.
It is.
Well, you're a member. You're part of this family.
This is my Super Bowl. This is my Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Yeah. I am pregnant, guys.
And
no one is more excited than Mike Johnson, which is great.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I don't know what that
is. This is a little baby shark.
Get ready.
Baby shark.
Get ready.
We are so happy for you.
I am so stoked. so stoked. You are.
Can I have pre-PTSD from this sound?
Yes.
Is this
yes.
still a thing? Do you guys still listen to this?
I don't think so. But
no, they do.
It's the only kid thing I need to do.
I can confirm that kid things like this don't just come and go. They stick around for 20 years.
So can I
don't know how long Frozen's been out, but we watch Frozen on
point.
The daily.
That's
I don't
point.
Even. And
well, it helps. Your son might have a crush on one of the main characters.
Me?
Your son?
Oh, my son does. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, my son's a little bit of a 3-year-old womanizer. I'll be honest with you. He only knows the names of the movies by the female lead. You know what I mean? He's like, Daddy, can we watch Elastigirl? I'm like, are you talking about The Incredibles?
Elastigirl.
Daddy, can we watch Jasmine? Like, wait.
We love an advocate for women.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And he is an advocate. I will give him that. He's very, but seriously, congratulations. Two questions.
Thank you.
First and foremost, how did you tell the husband, James Bond?
I'm telling you, he's not James Bond.
He's got all these
he's
new
Dr.
personalities
yeah, he does.
Forming.
How did you tell him? Was it a really cool moment or was it just kind
it
of
was
passing?
It was actually kind of funny. I found out, took the test, and every morning I like make us both coffee. And so he's normally already up because, you know, I work at night and he'll just wake up earlier than me. He's doing work in his office or whatever, so I'll bring him coffee in the morning. This is something we always do. And so this one particular day, we were actually going to Florida to visit family. And so I was like getting ready with packing and everything. I stayed in the bedroom and like had the door closed. And he came in and he was like going to go into the bathroom. I was like, you can't go in there. And he was like, why? And I was like, you got to leave. Because I knew the test was sitting on the counter in there.
I'm just thinking, like, I've had that same conversation with my wife the other way around. I'm like, don't go in there.
You can't.
Don't and go
so,
in there.
You can't so go that, in there. So he immediately was like, that was weird behavior. And so he went back to his work like, okay, weirdo. And he kept being like, hey, can you make coffee? Can you make coffee? And I was like, yeah, I will in a minute. I had already bought a mug that said, because it was around Father's Day time.
Yes.
So I had, they, of course, already had the Father's Day mugs out. So I had already bought a mug. That was my whole plan was I was going to give it to him in that mug. And so I took like way longer to make the coffee than normal. And he kept asking me. I bring him the mug and he's like doing some work on his computer. And he's like not looking at the mug. I'm like, hey, you might want to look at that.
And drink your coffee.
What are you doing?
He looks up at me like, what is your problem? And then he looks at it and obviously realized when he read the mug.
I'm assuming it said world's best dad or something.
Yeah, something like that. I honestly don't remember what exactly
now,
it said.
How does Dr. Evil feel about having a mini me?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to ask that.
I'm sure he's thrilled, but
he's
so has he already got plans for how they're going to take over the world together? And...
Well, I was going to say, I didn't want to ask what sex it was because I wasn't sure.
We don't know yet.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It's still a mini him.
Do y'all plan to find out before the day of?
We will.
You're gonna
I don't
blood
know
test?
How people don't do that. Like, I'm too much of a planner.
I will save it because we got to get to the Jimmy Lake, but I will save it and I'll tell you on the other side of the break when we come back. My nightmare situation actually happened with this, and it won't happen to you, it's impossible, but my nightmare situation happened with the old gender reveal.
Lovely.
Oh, you are
nightmares.
Are y'all gender reveal people?
No, I do not have the budget to like rent a helicopter
confirmed.
Or a plane and ride in
confirmed.
The sky.
We're the same way, but I'll tell you that story in just a minute. We got to get to Jimmy Lake real quick, and I want to talk about this because the defense obviously has been a focal point for the Atlanta Falcons. I'm so excited that you're going to have a kid. I'm having trouble pivoting right now. So stoked for y'all, man. We're going to have that conversation throughout the show, though. So we'll go to the Jimmy Lake. And look, Jimmy Lake has been speaking to media, obviously, throughout training camp. He's new to Atlanta. But one of the things that I think a lot of Falcons fans have pointed to is the fact that maybe you're not quite where you want to be at this point. But you're getting better every day by playing against Kirk Cousins.
So first, I mean, iron sharpens iron. We're going against our offense right now is punching a lot of holes in our defense and you know, checking our run fits, checking our pass fits, checking, hey, I think this pressure is going to work. Oh, my gosh, they blocked it up. Maybe we got to change it. And vice versa. I know our offense is also learning a lot of things as well. And so this is great work against our guys. But now, rolling into next week, that's going to be a lot of fun. Our guys are probably already tired of seeing each other across the line, hitting the same guy. And now we get to go against a really good opponent in practice and a good setting where we're keeping everybody healthy, but at the same time we're rolling and it's going to be very, very competitive. Looking forward to that, but right now I'm looking forward to this next meeting coming up to clean up practice from today. But that's going to be a fun week next week.
It's funny. I've heard everyone on this team on the defensive side of the ball kind of talk about this, even without really being asked about it.
Right.
And I even asked Terry Fontenot about this the other day, and he kept saying this guy is an intentional elevator and multiplier, which I thought were interesting new Terry Fontenot.
It's a word salad right there.
I know. He's got the ethos down, but yeah. Now we've got multiplier and elevator unlocked for Kirk Cousins.
Elevator.
So these
and
are
multiplier.
Things that they're really noticing about him, reaching across the aisle, if you will. You know, watching film with Jesse Bates, all that kind of stuff to make this team more unified and better ultimately.
Bo, I was talking to Kirk on Wednesday. Kirk's comment about that was, Kelly, he said, you know, I think he intercepted me today, so I think he got more out of that than I did. But funny.
Yeah, when we asked him and he was so good about that. It's because he's infectious. His attitude is, anyways. Like You feel like when you stand there with him, I had never met Kirk Cousins before. I had been near Kirk Cousins. I had never met him until we did the interview with him Wednesday. And he just, you know, he's a very comfortable person to be around. Like, he doesn't make you feel any type of way. It really reminds me a lot of the way I always felt about Matt Ryan. Now, he is, to me, way more open when the microphone is on than Matt was. Matt, and I understand it too. There's a lot of guys like, hey, you get professional me, this is my job, and everyone else, my friends and my family, get me, I'm teammates. But all this comes natural, and all it's so cliched because there's no other way to say it, but he is the epitome of a natural leader.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting, I've never really thought about a quarterback so much sharpening DBs, like in the secondary. And I love that Jimmy Lake's kind of pointing to that because, obviously, breaking news, I never played DB or wide receiver. But I'm thinking about it. And obviously, when you have corners going against wide receivers, that can be, you know, interesting matchup where you're watching those guys and watching their techniques. But I never thought about it in terms of a quarterback actually sharpening a secondary. So
Right. And this entire offense, the way it's operating, is a challenge for this defense as they try to develop. But to your point, Bo, like, the leadership on this team is something that I think is really interesting. We've heard a lot of people talk about it from Jesse Bates, Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, AJ Terrell even kind of stepping into that role, and obviously Kirk Cousins. There's a lot of leadership on this team that maybe we haven't seen since the Matt Ryan kind of era. Yeah.
The quarterback of the defense, Jesse Bates. All right, listen, when we come back, I'm going to tell Kelly about that nightmare situation that happened with a little blood work and gender reveal, if you will. Kelly's pregnant. I'm stoked for her.
I think the proper term is she's with child.
She's with child.
Okay.
Also, we're going to talk about Kirby Smart. And look, he had to handle business yesterday. But did he make one of the weaker positions even weaker on that Georgia football team? We'll talk about that on the other side. It's Morning Shift. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Morning Shift rolls on. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan. Look, we are going to get into some of this Kirby Smart, Ra-Ra Thomas news that's kind of been coming out. And Kirby Smart speaking on this yesterday. We'll get to sound in just a minute. Kelly was talking about whether or not she would find out. She was just announcing that she is with child, if some want to call it that. And she was.
I would like
about,
to nix that phrasing yeah. going forward.
Is it? But it does kind of sound weird if I'm like, Kelly's pregnant. But I guess not. That's just what you say. So we were talking about whether or not you would find out beforehand. And I have known people that have gone the distance and you know, just kind of get the surprise of a lifetime. Right there in the delivery room. So my wife and I are not those kind of people. But we're also not really, gender reveal types either. So this is what happened to us. We had our first child, which was a boy. And we didn't do, you know, gender reveal or anything. We just were sitting in her office and opened up the envelope together to see the blood work. And, you know, you get the blood work done pretty early, first trimester. And so when the second one came along, we found out she was pregnant again. We were like, definitely want to find out again. Don't know how anybody does that. Which it's cool, man. I mean, I'm here for it. I'm not that person. So we go back to my wife is like, hey, you got to go pick up the blood work. And what we're going to do this time is we're going to let our son, who's two, almost two at the time, actually not even close to being two. He was like one. We're like, we're going to let him eat a cupcake. And the filling of the cupcake is going to be blue or pink. You
classic.
Know what I mean? Just classic. So the problem is, my wife sends me to pick up the blood work. And she's like, I walk into the office and the girl behind the counter looks at me like, what do you need? You're obviously in the wrong place, sir. This is an OB's office. I go, look, I'm just here to pick up some blood work from my wife being pregnant. She had the blood work done. They said it was ready. I'm just here to pick it up. And she looks at me and she's like, huh, okay. And she kind of looks around and then she starts, you know, doing it on the computer. And she's like, oh, okay, I got it. Just a second. So she hands me an envelope. Well, of course, I don't look at the envelope, right? I hand the envelope to her. She hands the envelope to a friend of ours. The friend of ours goes and gets the cupcakes made. She hands it to the cook at whatever bakery. Get the cupcake made. Bring the cupcake back. We don't even see the blood work paper again. And my son, who is, like I said, he's one at the time. I think he's right at one. Digs into the cupcake. It's blue. Awesome. Couple of boys. Hey, look. Shortstop, second base combo. You know what I mean? I'm like, all the wheels are spinning. So, obviously, you know, this is coming off the back end of COVID and all this stuff. I was not able to go to all the doctor's appointment for him, and I couldn't go at the beginning of hers. But we go to the six-month checkup, right? It's like the last real checkup, but you know, before the thing. And they're, you know, doing the ultrasound, just check in, and it gets really quiet, which is terrifying in the moment. And she's like, y'all had the blood work done? And we're like, yeah. She's like, it's a boy. And we're like, yeah, it's a boy. We're excited, stoked. And, you know, got all the blue stuff lined up. We already got a name picked out and everything. And she's like, oh, okay. I just need a minute. And I'm drenched at this point, dude. Like, I'm like, oh my God. Like,
at that point.
And like, my wife is, you know, kind of sitting there on the table. She's almost in tears. And this was like, you know, an ultrasound tech. Her actual doctor walks back in. She goes, hey, I need to talk to you guys. And we're like,
no.
Oh no. And she's like, no, nothing's wrong with the health. It's actually, this is a girl. This is a girl. We're like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, no, this is. You have receipts for all those blue things.
Here's the problem. When we went back, they printed off my son's blood work and handed it to me in that envelope. And of course, I never saw it, and she never saw it, and her friend never even saw it. Just handed it to the bakery, and we just blindly were like, here, make us a blue or pink cupcake. And on the back end of that, it was a girl. And if we had not found out at that 6-month appointment, we would have never known until she popped out of there. Would have never known.
Here's the beauty of it. You already had a boy.
Right.
So I know you weren't disappointed to have a daughter, but
I was extremely elated to know that she was healthy.
For guys, you want a healthy baby and then a healthy boy.
Right.
You want a healthy boy. That's kind of like, because you know you want to do the dad thing, right, with sports, and I know you can do it with girls too, but it's just like, it's just kind of a condition thing, right, for some of us. So at least like you're like, oh, that's cool, I got one of each, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But how would it be if you're like, if it's your first kid and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I've
been bragging to all my friends that have girls, their girl dads. I'm like, yeah, I'm a boy dad. What?
I have two friends now that have opted to try a third time to have a boy and have had three girls.
Oof.
And they're just
tough.
Like, yeah, it's not in the cards. I'm not trying a fourth time, man. Not in the cards.
I know so many of my
friends. This is
going
to be fun to talk about throughout the show.
They just have girls.
Yeah.
Like, just.
It
just
happens, man. It happens. All right, we got to get to this Kirby Smart sound. And he had a huge announcement yesterday in terms of discipline for one of his big wide receivers.
On Ra-Ra, you know, I had a chance to sit down and meet with him face-to-face Tuesday, which I think was really important, and let him know that he can no longer be a part of the football team. And he understands that, and we wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
Well, and why is that a big issue? And obviously, you know, the Ra-Ra Thomas stuff, it's been out there that, you know, I don't want to take guesses at what happened, and I know that more and more info, you know, is kind of being, you know, coming out about his entire situation. We're going to choose to focus on what it means for this team moving forward, and it is interesting, Bo. You and I talked to Phil Still not too long ago, just a couple, a week and a half ago, and we kind of talked.
It was Monday. It was Monday.
Was it Monday?
It's a long week.
It has been a long week.
I don't mean to be
oh my gosh.
We got it set things straight.
Wednesday.
But
yeah. Well, you're usually not the one that sets things straight.
I'm always the one that sets you straight because you're wrong
anyways,
a lot.
We talked to Phil Still about that wide receiver position, and he had some interesting things to say.
Their weakest, and I'm putting that in quote marks. I don't know if you can see that. You can't. But I've got a number 16 receiving core in the country, and if that's your weakness, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. So, but, and what's funny is, like, that's the thing. Is everybody's like, well, you know, rah-rah. wasn't even listed as a starter, and he's not in Phil Steele's magazine. Obviously a great player, but Kirby Smart well within his rights to make this decision, and I really don't know that he's hurting the team that much on the back end of this.
I disagree. First off, the whole are they a starter or not when they're receivers and backs, it's just like defensive linemen. They rotate in and out. If you got a favorable matchup, you're going to, you know, they see something about you that they can that you will be able to exploit. One of your skills can exploit in the defense. You're going to get more touches, more targets. Georgia is a run-first team, but they've been much more pass-happy as of late, mainly because they have a guy that can sling it like Carson Beck. It does hurt you because you really were going to rely on Dominic Lovick and Ra-Ra Thomas a little bit with Colby Young, and then Oscar Depp is obviously going to step up. But now you're going to have to rely on like an Arian Smith to do more. And so I don't know how – if you're the 16th best receiving core with Ra-Ra Thomas, you're going to drop without him. So Phil Steele would probably put that. I mean, I bet they would drop 15 or 16 spots in receiving core. Look, Georgia's extremely talented. There's no doubt about it. But it's not just a – it's not a nothing burger. It's not a guy they've never – that's a guy that had a really good chance to be a contributor with a Heisman Trophy contending candidate quarterback.
I think it's – I don't want to say it's nothing. But I almost feel the same way about like, hey, you know, Falcons wide receiver two, Mac Hollins signs with the Bills. It's like, eh, all
right. Ra-Ra Thomas's contribution and Mac Hollins' contribution is like that – That's night and day.
But my point is that the news, the headline that comes out is, you know, Falcons starting wide receiver Mac Hollins has left in free agency. And you're like, all right, dude, like, that's fine.
Only because you
know. Nobody's worried about that.
Nobody worries because you're conditioned that Georgia is the deepest team in the country. The reality is this is the weakest spot on that team. And you're going to have to outscore some teams. You've got a brutal schedule. You need all the depth you can get, especially in a 12-team playoff. Playing an SEC schedule like we see now and a potential of an SEC championship game, we are like, oh, because we knew it had to happen. This is the second time in a year this guy has been involved in an incident like this, so he had to be kicked off the team. I like the way Kirby did it. I give respect. Just not act like this is a nothing, though.
No, I agree. I mean, it is obviously a loss on the field for them. But like you said, and like Kirby Smart said, this is something that had to happen. This guy can't be on your team anymore. No. But as we've seen with Georgia at many positions throughout the last couple of years, they will develop that depth throughout the season. They have the coaching staff to do it. They literally do it every year at many positions.
Yeah, they do. And Kirby Smart, he ain't worried about it. I can tell you that. Speaking of wide receivers and passing attacks, there was a certain Falcon safety that had a lot to say about iron sharpening iron and Kirk Cousins throwing into that second. You'll hear from DeMarco Helms on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Morning Shift rolls on. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan. Look, we are going to get into some of this Kirby Smart, Ra-Ra Thomas news that's kind of been coming out. And Kirby Smart speaking on this yesterday. We'll get to sound in just a minute. Kelly was talking about whether or not she would find out. She was just announcing that she is with child, if someone would call it that. And she was.
I would like
about,
to nix that phrasing yeah. going forward.
Is it? But it does kind of sound weird if I'm like, Kelly's pregnant. But I guess not. That's just what you say. So we were talking about whether or not you would find out beforehand. And I have known people that have gone the distance and you know, just kind of get the surprise of a lifetime right there in the delivery room. So my wife and I are not those kind of people. But we're also not really, you know, gender reveal types either. So this is what happened to us. We had our first child, which was a boy. And we didn't do, you know, gender reveal or anything. We just were sitting in her office and opened up the envelope together to see the blood work. And, you know, you get the blood work done pretty early, first trimester. And so when the second one came along, we found out she was pregnant again. We were like, definitely want to find out again. Don't know how anybody does that. Which it's cool, man. I mean, I'm here for it. I'm not that person. So we go back to, my wife is like, hey, you got to go pick up the blood work. And what we're going to do this time is we're going to let our son, who's two, almost two at the time, actually not even close to being two. He was like one. We're like, we're going to let him eat a cupcake. And the filling of the cupcake is going to be blue or pink.
You know what I mean?
Just classic. So the problem is, my wife sends me to pick up the blood work. And she's like, I walk into the office and the girl behind the counter looks at me like, what do you need? You're obviously in the wrong place, sir. This is an OB's office. I go, look, I'm just here to pick up some blood work from my wife being pregnant. She had the blood work done. They said it was ready. I'm just here to pick it up. And she looks at me and she's like, huh, okay. And she kind of looks around and then she starts, you know, doing it on the computer. And she's like, oh, okay, I got it. Just a second. So she hands me an envelope. Well, of course, I don't look at the envelope, right? I hand the envelope to her. She hands the envelope to a friend of ours. The friend of ours goes and gets the cupcakes made. She hands it to the cook at whatever bakery. Get the cupcake made. Bring the cupcake back. We don't even see the blood work paper again. And my son, who is, like I said, he's one at the time. I think he's right at one. Digs into the cupcake. It's blue. Awesome. Couple of boys. Hey, look. Shortstop, second base combo. You know what I mean? I'm like, all the wheels are spinning. So, obviously, you know, this is coming off the back end of COVID and all this stuff. I was not able to go to all the doctor's appointment for him, and I couldn't go at the beginning of hers. But we go to the six-month checkup, right? It's like the last real checkup, but you know, before the thing. And they're, you know, doing the ultrasound, just check in, and it gets really quiet, which is terrifying in the moment. And she's like, y'all had the blood work done? And we're like, yeah. She's like, it's a boy. And we're like, yeah, it's a boy. We're excited, stoked. And, you know, got all the blue stuff lined up. We already got a name picked out and everything. And she's like, oh, okay, I just need a minute. And I'm drenched at this point, dude. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
Like, at that point.
And like, my wife is, you know, kind of sitting there on the table. She's almost in tears. And this was like, you know, an ultrasound tech. Her actual doctor walks back in. She goes, hey, I need to talk to you guys. And we're like, oh no. And she's like, no, nothing's wrong with the health. It's actually, this is a girl. This is a girl. We're like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you have receipts for all those blue things.
Here's the problem. When we went back, they printed off my son's blood work and handed it to me in that envelope. And, of course, I never saw it, and she never saw it, and her friend never even saw it. Just handed it to the bakery, and we just blindly were like, here, make us a blue or pink cupcake. And on the back end of that, it was a girl. And if we had not found out at that six-month appointment, we would have never known until she popped out of there. But would have never known.
Here's the beauty of it. You already had a boy.
Right.
So I know you weren't disappointed to have a daughter, but
I was extremely elated to know that she was healthy.
For guys, you want a healthy baby and then a healthy boy. Right. You want a healthy boy. That's kind of you, because, you know, you want to do the dad thing, right, with sports. And I know you can do it with girls, too. But it's just like – it's just kind of a condition thing, right, from some of us. So at least, like, you didn't – you're like, oh, that's cool. I got one of each. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But how would it be if you're like – if it was your first kid and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I've
been bragging to all my friends that have girls, their girl dads. I'm like, yeah, I'm a boy dad. What?
I have two friends now that have opted to try a third time to have a boy and have had three girls.
Oof.
And they're just like, yeah, it's not in the cards. I'm not trying a fourth time, man. Not in the cards.
I know so many of my
friends. It's
going
to be fun to talk about throughout the show.
That just have girls.
Yeah.
Like, just.
It happens, man. It happens. All right, we got to get to this Kirby Smart sound. And he had a huge announcement yesterday in terms of discipline for one of his big wide receivers.
On Ra-Ra, you know, had a chance to sit down and meet with him face-to-face Tuesday, which I think was really important, and let him know that he can no longer be a part of the football team. And he understands that, and we wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
Well, and why is that a big issue? And obviously, you know, the Ra-Ra Thomas stuff, it's been out there that, you know, I don't want to take guesses at what happened, and I know that more and more info, you know, is kind of being, you know, coming out about his entire situation. We're going to choose to focus on what it means for this team moving forward. And it is interesting, Bo, you and I talked to Phil Still not too long ago, just a couple, a week and a half ago, and we kind of talked about.
It was Monday. It was Monday.
Was it Monday?
It's a long week.
It has been a long week.
I don't mean to be
my gosh.
We got to set things straight.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, you're usually not the one that sets things straight.
I'm always the one that sets you straight because you're wrong
anyways,
a lot.
We talked to Phil Still about that wide receiver position, and he had some interesting things to say.
Their weakest, and I'm putting that in quote marks. I don't know if you can see that. You can't. But I've got them number 16 receiving corps in the country, and if that's your weakness, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. So, but, and what's funny is, like, that's the thing, is everybody's like, well, you know, Ra-Ra wasn't even listed as a starter, and he's not in Phil Steele's magazine. Obviously a great player, but Kirby Smart, well within his rights to make this decision, and I really don't know that he's hurting the team that much on the back end of this.
I disagree. First off, the whole are they a starter or not when they're receivers and backs, it's just like defensive linemen. They rotate in and out. If you got a favorable matchup, you're going to, you know, they see something about you that they can that you will be able to exploit. One of your skills can exploit in the defense. You're going to get more touches, more targets. Georgia is a run-first team, but they've been much more pass-happy as of late, mainly because they have a guy that can sling it like Carson Beck. It does hurt you because you really were going to rely on Dominic Lovick and Ra-Ra Thomas a little bit with Colby Young, and then Oscar Depp is obviously going to step up. But now you're going to have to rely on like an Arian Smith to do more. And so I don't know how – if you're the 16th best receiving core with Ra-Ra Thomas, you're going to drop without him. So Phil Steele would probably put that. I mean, I bet they would drop 15 or 16 spots in receiving core. Look, Georgia's extremely talented. There's no doubt about it. But it's not just a – it's not a nothing burger. It's not a guy they've never – that's a guy that had a really good chance to be a contributor with a Heisman Trophy contending candidate quarterback.
I think it's – I don't want to say it's nothing. But I almost feel the same way about like, hey, you know, Falcons wide receiver two, Mac Hollins signs with the Bills. It's like,
Ra-Ra Thomas's contribution and Mac Hollins' contribution is like that – That's night and day.
But my point is that the headline that comes out is, you know, Falcons starting wide receiver Mac Hollins has left in free agency. And you're like, all right, dude, like, that's fine.
Only because you
nobody's
know.
Nobody's worried about that.
Nobody worries because you're conditioned that Georgia is the deepest team in the country. The reality is this is the weakest spot on that team. And you're going to have to outscore some teams. You've got a brutal schedule. You need all the depth you can get, especially in a 12-team playoff. Playing an SEC schedule like we see now and a potential of an SEC championship game, we are like, oh, because we knew it had to happen. This is the second time in a year this guy has been involved in an incident like this, so he had to be kicked off the team. I like the way Kirby did it. I give respect. Just not act like this is a nothing, though.
No, I agree. I mean, it is obviously a loss on the field for them. But like you said, and like Kirby Smart said, this is something that had to happen. This guy can't be on your team anymore. No. But as we've seen with Georgia at many positions throughout the last couple of years, they will develop that depth throughout the season. They have the coaching staff to do it. They literally do it every year at many positions.
Yeah, they do. And Kirby Smart, he ain't worried about it. I can tell you that. Speaking of wide receivers and passing attacks, there was a certain Falcon safety that had a lot to say about iron sharpening iron and Kirk Cousins throwing into that secondary. You'll hear from DeMarco Helms on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.